always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
This just in, Walgreens says they will close a significant amount of their more than 8,000 stores across the U.S., specifically underperforming stores. We're talking about stores in bad locations or stores that are susceptible to theft. The company said they are looking to reset their struggling business. They did not announce a specific number of stores. They just said a significant amount of the 8,600 stores they have across the U.S. A lot of these major drugstore chains have struggled in recent years because of declining profits from filling prescriptions.
And welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show here at 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. We are on location live, large and in charge at Johnny's Hideout. Yes, the famous Johnny's Hideout here in beautiful High Ridge, Missouri. Come on out. As you can tell with all the racket in the back, we've got lots of folks already that have already walked in the door. Frank Catanzaro just rolled out of bed and rolled in here, I can see. He's got his Let's Go Brandon shirt on. Very nice, Frank. Young Republicans. He's going to talk to us about 5:45. Rick Pogue will be sauntering in here at any point in time. He's one of the owners of Johnny's Hideout, along with Jake Kestner and Johnny Douse. We are here. We got producer Joey V here. We got a lot of folks here. A lot of our advertisers are here. Eric Swanson from Newsteaders. Of course, the good folks at Johnny's and so much more. Chris, you can already feel there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of excitement in the air.
You can. And I got a couple of shout outs I got to give out. Representative Ken Waller is in the house. Mm-hmm. And Renee Artman, St. Louis County chair, is here as well for the big debate party tonight at Johnny's. You know, Tim, you brought us in with that clip regarding Walgreens.
Can you believe that?
I can, because, you know, Becky, and this is so relevant, because we were riding in North St. Louis, I think it was a Walgreens, and I saw that they were shut down, and it surprised me, and I told my wife, I said, I bet you that the reason why that Walgreens is shut down is because of shrinkage, which is the term that they use in the business for stealing, but I said, I bet you shrinkage is what caused that that place to shut down, and we see from that report that's part of it. Now with Walgreens, part of it also too was their former CEO who was let go a couple of years ago. They ended up buying this company called Boots Alliance, and they were trying to be a drugstore plus a pharmacy benefit management company as well, and that added a lot of stress to their bottom line and didn't do so well. So I think it's the combination of people stealing from the stores and a bad business decision is hurting Walgreens.
Yeah, and I bet Eric from Newsteaders would back us up on this. You know, in the best of times when things are booming, businesses can make a few mistakes and get by with them. Yeah. That's fine. But when you're in challenging economic times, you don't have a lot of margin for error. And I find it amazing that even NBC News, that was a clip from NBC News. Even NBC News proves the broken clock theory every once in a while and basically admitting that things suck in Joe Biden's America. Now, they didn't say it as such, but they cited shoplifting and crime as one of the major issues. While the left and the Biden administration keeps running around saying, oh, no, crime's at all-time lows. Chris, we know for a fact that right here in the city of St. Louis, Mayor Tashara Jones is cooking the books on crime. Police are terrified to respond to certain calls. The St. Louis City Police Department is at its lowest it's been in decades because the police, they're just like the rest of us. They're smart like the rest of us. And if they've got mobility, they'll move out to the county or even beyond and work the same job and know that they're probably going to have a better chance of going home alive every night.
You know, and a prime example of liberals' good intentions that go awry, as they always do, you have on the West Coast and in San Francisco, where the George Soros prosecutors would lower the standard of how much you had to steal in order to be prosecuted. So if you stole under like $150, $200, $1,000, you weren't prosecuted. You basically got like a traffic ticket. And so what greater incentive can you give to people that if you steal up to this certain amount, we basically slap you on the wrist and do nothing about it? You have those type of thefts have increased dramatically. That's why when you go to Walgreens, you have to ask someone to open up a case to buy blades, to buy dishwashing detergent, the basic necessities, because people are stealing that stuff, not for their own consumption, but are taking it out and reselling it on the street because they've stolen it.
And Chris, wait till you hear what the Biden administration is doing as to illegal immigrant crime. I'll talk about that in the stump speech. And we'll have producer cue that up in just a second here.
Did you mention Dan George Schaefer?
Dan Schaefer's here as well. Dan Schaefer, he's our token Democrat. He's in the House as well. And we appreciate that he's come out and he's supported the state. He has supported the station twice this week.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're educating Dan as much as we can. And we appreciate his friendship. And he's willing to come out and support Johnny's Hideout and all of us here.
I think we're a guilty pleasure for Dan.
I think we just might be. All right. We're going to speak to Rick Pogue and Johnny Douse here in just a second. But while we wait for Rick to get here, how about we go ahead and do a little bit of this speaker's stump speech?
Listen to me.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
It's time for the speaker's stump speech, sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service at hansonstree.com.
All right, this is the Bumbling Fumbling Joe Biden Lies edition of Crime and the Economy. First of all, Joe Biden and his surrogates keep saying, trust the FBI crime data. Well, Chris, as I told you, they've changed the way that they're counting crime these days in the Biden administration. When Joe Biden took office, the FBI literally changed how it collects crime data. Thousands of local jurisdictions, like the city of St. Louis, stopped reporting their crime stats. In fact, the FBI's Q1 2024 data is missing a third. That's 33 1/3%, folks, of the nation's law enforcement agencies, including Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, Oakland, New Orleans, and St. Louis. The data is also missing an entirely new category of crime against U.S. citizens that we've seen, unfortunately, splashed all over the national corrupt corporate media over the last few weeks. That is crime at the hands of illegal aliens. Yeah, that's right. They're not counting in the FBI crime stats crimes committed by illegal aliens. Crime rates are down nationally. That's the second lie we hear coming out of the Biden administration. Well, I just proved to you that we're relying on highly incomplete data. There's actually been a 43% increase in violent crime, a 58% increase in rape, an 89% increase in aggravated assaults, a 56% increase in robberies. I'm sorry I'm making everybody depressed, but violent crime has not gone down in the last 3 years. It has actually gone up. Third lie, Joe Biden says public safety and crime reduction is a top priority. Really? This is the party that wants to defund the police. And look, I'm going to all hail to the same Democrats that there still remains, maybe like Dan Schaefer, in the Democratic Party, because a Democrat ousted a member of the squad. Jamal Bowman, yes, there was a lot of money spent in that race, but he lost by over 16 points because progressive policies are an absolute failure. They've called for defunding the police. They've called for ending cash bail. They've called for basically allowing the world to dump its prisons into the United States of America, stripping police of sovereign immunity and so many other items as well. So that's the Biden bumbling, fumbling lies on the crime edition. How about the economy? Holy Toledo, I could go on for the rest of the show about this. Where do we even begin? How about I created 15 million jobs? You know, reopening the economy and having everybody go back to work after COVID, that's not creating any jobs. People just went back to the jobs they originally had. And Chris, as we've talked about many times this week, the labor participation rate in this country for able-bodied males specifically is way down to a historical low of around 60%. All of these job claims that Joe Biden claims to have created were actually jobs, 72% of them, by Trump that people have just returned to following the pandemic. How about the fact that Joe Biden keeps, he's literally said this, and they've doubled and tripled down on this, that inflation was at 9% when he came into office. It was not. It was at 1.8. They've said gas prices were over $5. Nationally, they were around $2.10. Incomes are up. Incomes may be up, but Bidenflation is greatly outpacing that to the tune of 19% for inflation and about 14% for wages. That means you have, I can do simple math, and that's about it, 5% less money in your take-home pay. Now, American families, a standard family of four, is about $10,000 poorer every year under Joe Biden than it was under Donald Trump. These are just some of the lies that I hope President Trump is able to expose tonight in the debate. It's going to be a raucous caucus debate indeed, and that is today's Speaker Stump Speech.
Look who walked in the house. Rick Pogue.
Rick Pogue in the house. Rick Pogue. Rick Pogue to the microphone. Rick Pogue. We have got one of the fantastic owners, proprietors of Johnny's Hideout. We have Rick Pogue here. Rick, you can take whichever chair you feel most comfortable in. This is your place. We're just passing through. And Johnny Douse will be back with us here as well.
Is this thing on?
Rick, you are live.
I heard there's a debate tonight.
There is. Rick, did you hear what I said all about the economy?
Oh, yeah.
And all that?
Yeah, I was listening on the way in.
As a business owner, as someone who is, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit, built a multi-million-dollar roofing and supply company that you sold a couple years ago. No, I'm not going to give your phone number out. And now, after you fell on your head, you bought a restaurant. Okay. So Rick, you live, Chris and I talk about these issues, and we've both been small business owners, and we are small business owners. We have consulting companies, et cetera. Yeah. You live every single day in the belly of the beast of the American economy.
Yeah.
How are things under Joe Biden versus Donald Trump?
Well, my answers are always the same. Taxes are out of control, red tape, legislation. What really frosts me is they're always finding new ways to extract more money out of the people who create jobs, and really everybody. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to destroy the middle class. Mm-hmm. But that's the hardest part. I mean, we're paying a huge tax bill right now. You know, we have no problem paying taxes, but when you're taking that money and you're giving it to, you know, Ukraine and everybody else in the world, and there's no accountability there, what's the point? You know, it's a spending problem. It's not a taxation problem. So that's my hot button is taxation. Taxation and regulation. You know, it's over the top. Johnny can speak. I mean, 40 years. Yeah, 40 years in the restaurant business. I'm sure he could speak to, you know, government intervention. You know, you can do this. You can't do that. Just get the hell out of the way. You know, obviously you need some regulation, fine,
right.
But they can't help themselves.
I want to get both of your guys' thoughts on a story that we did a couple of days ago at the end of the show. And they're not directly competitors with you, but I found this interesting that Burger King, McDonald's, and Starbucks are starting a $5 menu. And we've talked many times of, like, you know, if my wife and I go to McDonald's, it's going to be $25 if we get a meal. Your thoughts on these big chains bringing back $5 value meals?
Well, how much food do you think that includes, Johnny? What do you get for $5 now in Biden's America?
A fry and a pickle.
Right. That's the $7.
No, that's the $7. Right,
right. I mean, well, it was funny before when I was on, I talked to you about all our specials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can come here, like I said, on a Tuesday night and get a buy one, get one burger, a buy one, get one drink. And a $3 you call it on Monday night, whatever you. So we have to do specials to compete with that, like when the Applebee's and everybody says,
right,
bring the family and
$20.
You get $7, you know, steak dinner, whatever. Now that steak you can nail on the bottom of your shoe. But, you know, it bites in because of what's going on with the Biden administration, don't have enough money to go out half the time. So they got to go for that McDonald's quick, you know, okay, I got three kids and here's three Happy Meals. And there you go. But, you know, they're starting the $5 thing because when you do go to McDonald's and Burger King and Taco Bell and everything right now, you're not leaving cheap anymore.
Oh, $25
right,
for two
right.
people.
Yes.
And one, of the,
just me.
Yeah. One of the places that I was waiting to come to St. Louis because I love you talk about our burgers, mm-hmm. which are great, but I like that Five Guys and Fries.
Right.
you might as well cash a bond when you go on flip burger and fries there. I'm like, what am I getting, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas here, you can, I mean, you get a, you know, I talked about the, we do the char grill now back there.
Yep.
You get an 8-ounce char grill burger built how you want, our specialty burgers and this and that, and a drink and our crack fries, which are great.
Right.
And, you know, it's not $5, but you're going to go away thinking you got a meal and you didn't have to go home and order a pizza.
Exactly.
You know?
I ate at Five Guys the other day. It was almost $30.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, Rick, do we need to get you an umbrella for that drink you got there? That's cute.
It's an old fashioned.
Oh, it is.
You
okay.
should be proud of me.
It's okay.
Just, Johnny's. I do that.
A Johnny's fashion?
No, I do that juice myself. I make my own.
Love it.
It's not as foo-foo as usual.
Okay.
So
that's my kind of
touche.
I thought it was the typical Rick Pogue drink.
So right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the blue Curacao and the passion fruit. No, that's an old fashioned with. I believe it's with Stolach whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, Stolach whiskey, great whiskey company.
I don't like alcohol. I just like the way it makes me feel.
There you go.
Especially in this economy.
Larry Connors is coming over to help you out. All right.
Oh, great.
All right. Hey, Rick. Despite all the bad news we just talked about, and there's plenty of it out there. You know, the American small business owners refuse to let a guy like Joe Biden though stop you all in your tracks. So you've carried on through the last 3 years. You're not quitters. You're not giving up. I say that the American economy has bounced back and the stock market continues to climb in spite of Joe Biden, not
totally.
Because. And I asked this to Johnny earlier. You guys are about to celebrate your 2-year anniversary here.
Yep.
Is Johnny's? You're a vision guy. You actually have a company called Vision Marketing.
Yeah.
Is Johnny's becoming the vision that you wanted? I know you're going to do a lot more, but my goodness, you've done so much here in a short period of time. It looks great.
It is. It is. I mean, the vision is always changing. It's always growing because you always want to be better. But no, it is. Jake and I and Johnny's. Well, we're very proud of what we built here. And we're not looking to slow down at all. We've added the Boulevard stage out front, which is a 1948 Ford truck.
It's
and
awesome.
The truck bed is a stage. So everything we do here, I mean, we could be like every other sports bar in St. Louis. That's not who we are. We want to be a destination. So yes, our vision is coming together, and it's coming together just the way we wanted it to do. We could not be more proud of our team here. We got the best group of people ever here.
And you have a full size windmill.
We do. We do. And I got laughed at when I wanted to get it.
Rick, philosophical question for you here.
Yeah.
Because you've been very successful in business, I want to ask you, are entrepreneurs born or made?
Entrepreneurs, I can't say anybody made me. I really can't. I mean, same time.
You made yourself.
I had three major mentors in my life. My father, Jerry Pogue. He's 70. He was in the roofing business for 56 years. Obviously, my main mentor. Another guy named Steve Schulte, who actually started Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
Guy built $2 million businesses with an 8th grade education. And then, of course, Jeff Hansen.
Right.
Jeff Hansen was a huge. He was the latest influence on my life and had a huge impact on me. So I was already in that spirit of entrepreneurship. But when I met guys that actually did that, they inspired me. So.
Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs born or made, Johnny?
Well, I didn't ever think I was going to get into this business. I was going to St. Louis University to be a lawyer.
Right.
And my dad decided he was a truck driver for 40 years and decided one day he was going to buy a liquor store and go into business. And he was very successful. And then education, he stressed, but he gave me an opportunity. There was a restaurant that was closing down and barbecue place, and he allowed me to do it. And I went full force into it. And unfortunately, my mentor, my dad, we just buried on May 16th.
Yeah.
But
great man.
I still talk to him every day. He just doesn't talk back.
Right,
but,
right.
He, as a 25-year-old, 23-year-old boy, you know everything. And dad's trying to, you're like, oh. And then you start seeing what he did and how he, knew the streets. But Rick just said 8th grade education, the guy that started Tony's restaurant, that's
right.
5-star, world renowned. He didn't have a high school. He had great school education, I think. It takes commitment and it takes, you have to be consistent.
Right.
Some people are consistently bad, but it's still consistent.
Right.
But we're trying to do, like I said earlier, I was down at Johnny, just Johnny's, not the other things. 23 years, and I told them earlier when we were getting ready to sell, people came in and said they'd never been here. So even though it's going to be 2 years, there's a lot of people out there that have never been here yet that will come and they'll find out. And like I told you earlier, everybody sells the same alcohol. We're not going to serve any other Budweiser than everybody else. But our food and our ambiance and the way we treat people and the way we do things here, that's what's going to bring them in.
And you said the key thing that any successful venture, and Rick can say the same thing, consistency.
Right.
Sports. Yeah.
Guys, we're running a touch long here, but before we get out of this break, I do want to give a shout out to these young ladies running around hustling and bustling here. We affectionately refer to them as Johnny's girls.
Right.
Johnny, Rick, you guys are blessed. I mean, these ladies here, I've gotten to know them really well over the last couple of years. They're really fantastic. In a world where younger people really don't want to work very hard, you've got some of the cream of the crop here. Mm-hmm. They really are part of the backbone of this place, aren't they?
Yeah, and I will say this. In the old days, you know, everybody, you didn't have everybody that decided to get out of their 401k or whatever and bought a business. You didn't have all these restaurants and bars and everything else. So a lot of the girls made tons of money every day. This every single day here's a challenge.
Okay.
So one day they might come in and say, "Oh, I didn't make that much money," but the good ones are going to wait and see till the next day and the next day. And just like we do with our P&L statements, maybe this week wasn't as good, but next week. So you got to kind of average it out. And a lot of these girls have really stuck with us through thick and thin, and they're still here. And that's
They work very, very hard.
Absolutely.
And they're also easy on the eyes.
Well, and the bartender, when I walked in, the young lady behind the bar, she said, "Trump said he's not going to tax my tips. I'm voting for Trump." There you go.
I don't know where she heard that.
There you go. Yeah, I wonder. Rick Pogue, Johnny Dowse, thank you guys for everything. You guys are wonderful. Rick, thank you for investing in News Talk STL. And
absolutely.
Johnny, for you guys for sticking with us as awesome advertisers, being such gracious hosts. Thanks for letting us take the place over.
Hey, I've got a great Jake story for you if you want me to come on a little later.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to tell you where he is and what he's doing.
Little Jake Kessler's
story
later.
He's dying for you to know.
All right, we've got 5:26 here. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with the Young Guns. We're going to talk to Frank Catanzaro of the St. Louis Young Republicans when Chris and I return on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, 101.9, 94.1 News Talk STL, live at Johnny's Hot.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
If I took this shirt off, you'd see a beautiful, beautiful person. But you'd see wounds all over me. I've taken a lot of wounds, I can tell you. More than I suspect any president ever.
Making love to his tonic.
And welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. That's Donald Trump offering to strip for the crowd to show all the marks he's gotten from all the wounds he's taken, rhetorically, of course, over the last few years, courtesy of Joe Biden's lawfare. Yep, you can hear it's loud and proud here at Johnny's Hideout in beautiful High Ridge. Chris, this place is already packed, and the debate is still 2.5 hours away. I think we're going to be wall-to-wall by the time we get 8 p.m. People need to come here now to get a good seat.
They do, because the crowd is filling up. We've got the politicians here. We've got the folks that are listening to the radio station, regular patrons of Johnny's. This is going to be a rocking place tonight. Come on out to Johnny's Hideout. High Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the Donald himself has just arrived as well,
yeah.
Or at least a cardboard cutout of him. That's fantastic. You guys should come out here. Johnny's Hideout is not far from anywhere if you're in the St. Louis metro area. It's 10 minutes from 270 and Gravois. They've got fantastic food, cold drinks, and wonderful people. We're going to be broadcasting the debate live. We're going to take the main stage here at 7:30, do a little pregame with all of the hosts and producers that show up from News Talk STL. A lot of our crowd is already here,
yes,
including Chris and I and Joey and Larry Connors and many more. Joining us now, we've got one of our favorites, one of our consummate partners. It's a great relationship. We've got Frank Catanzaro here from the St. Louis Young Republicans. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. Hello, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And one of our we love all of our advertisers, but we really love fine jewelry. And so we've got Eric Swanson here from Neustedt's Fine Jewelers. How are you doing, Eric? Thanks for being with us.
Excellent. I love the chaos and the noise. It just shows the energy Team Trump has that the enemy doesn't.
This is like being on the set of a Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also want to say hi to Chris Cook from the Ann Wagner campaign. Thanks, Chris, for coming out.
Chris.
We've got so many famous pundits, politicos, politicians, and campaign folks here. Frank, is the energy, are the young folks of St. Louis and across, because Frank, you do a lot of national work as well with the National Young Republicans. Are the young people ready to take our freaking country back so you guys don't have to deal with $8 bazillion in debt
Yeah, Tim, I can tell you we are energized. Young Republicans all across the country, especially here in Missouri and especially in the St. Louis area, we are ready for change. It's time for us to get our country back on track, and young people are ready, ready to knock doors, ready to make phone calls. We are ready to get digital ads out there to get our message, to get across the finish line come November.
Mm-hmm. Frank, talk about these polls we've been seeing that show President Trump 1 point or maybe 1 point ahead
right.
when it comes to the young people vote. We've been hearing for the last 3 years that Joe Biden and the Democrats are for the young people. They're giving away student loans and all of these handouts. How do you explain that?
Well, I mean, it's out of the Democrats' playbook. They just give, and they tax. And I can tell you that young people are waking up. Mm. They're living it right now. They can't afford a mortgage to buy a house. You know, their wages are stagnant. Mm-hmm. We're seeing so much chaos right now all over the country, all over the world. And young people, you know, they're seeing this. They're living it. You know, the American dream, we were taught that if you work hard, you can achieve the American dream. The Democrats and Joe Biden are making the American dream unattainable. And our generation has had enough. Millennials, Gen Z, enough is enough. We've got to get a new administration there. We got to get President Trump back in office because we got to get our country back on track.
You know, I remember one time Gen X used to be mentioned in there with
yes.
the young people.
I was like, Frank, you're forgetting a generation.
If it makes you guys feel any better, I'm a millennial, so we're all actually right. not the young people anymore. We're the younger people.
All right.
Gen Z are the young guys now.
That is for sure. Eric here from Neustadter's Fine Jewelers. Eric, you meet with and speak with a lot of young people probably every day in your career. You've got some nice rocks over there at Neustadter's Fine Jewelers. You can see them, folks, at wowdiamonds.com. Eric, are you starting to see, you know, it seems like we had some lost generations here, and Frank's an exception, and there are a lot of wonderful younger people. I include my daughters in that as well. Do you think young people are starting to realize that we're having an awakening in America? We need to realize, look, beautiful, nice things are wonderful, but we always have to be thinking about what's next. We always have to think of the great beyond. And I think people are maybe reattaching themselves to a more theological perspective, a spiritual perspective, no matter what religion you are, and realizing that today's Democratic Party is not your grandpa's Democratic Party. They're the death cult, and the Republican Party is the one where people are saying that it's okay to keep God into everything from prayer to our Constitution.
Absolutely. I think young people, we see this a lot in the store. We have a lot of people that just come in for prayer, and that's something that's unusual in a business, but it says God is welcome here right over our front door. We have people come in just because of that when they see that, because that tells you what we stand for. You know, you have morals and ethics, and that's very important. And that's something that I think was lost. It was intentionally destroyed by the Democrat Uniparty in the 60s and 70s. All of those revolutions were designed to destroy the nuclear family and take God out of school and family, because it's easier to control people that way. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a resurgence in faith and morals and ethics in young people. They seem more focused on that because they look around their country and they see that without that, it is being functionally destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eric, the Trump tax cuts are scheduled to expire in 2025. Joe Biden, the Democrats, have said that they are going to let those tax cuts expire, except for people that make under $400,000, your taxes will not be raised, they say. As a small business owner, are you grabbing your wallet right now? How do you feel about it? How are you feeling with these proposals?
I don't believe anything that comes out of the Democratic Party in Joe Biden's mouth, because everything they come out and say is a lie. I mean, all you have to do is watch the press conferences and what comes out of her mouth, and none of it's true. So, I'm clutching my wallet. If there's another 4 years of Joe, the country's gone. Yeah. We can't survive that. I mean, just 3 years and look at where we are already.
Yeah. Frank, we've talked to a lot of economic experts recently, and they've told us that for the first time since our country was founded and created, it's going to be really hard for the current generation of homeowners and small business owners to hand those things over to their children because of mortgage rates and just the unaffordability of Biden inflation. Are the folks in your generation concerned about those things? Do you focus on those things? Are those things that you guys are like, we got to change this?
Absolutely, Tim. And I can tell you personally, we all feel it. People in my generation, the generation after me, and even above me. We're living it. We are living and breathing this chaos right now in our economy. And the economy is going to be the leading issue that is going to push voters this fall to hopefully pull a Republican ballot. We've got to get back on track. Mortgage rates should not be this high. Inflation should not be this high. The cost of groceries shouldn't be this high. Everyone's feeling it, especially young people. And I believe that's how they're waking up and realizing, hey, it might have been cool to support a Democrat 10 years ago like Barack Obama. And, you know, maybe they kind of they held their nose for Joe Biden, you know, 3 years ago. But now they're saying, hey, there are consequences to the choices that we've made. There are consequences to the Democrat policies, and we need to try something new.
Frank, one of the things I said at the beginning of the show that I'm going to be looking at tonight's debate is, will President Trump behave? Will the moderators be fair? What are you looking at?
Well, looking for tonight? It's a CNN debate, Chris. So I don't know if they'll necessarily be fair.
Those are rhetorical.
They are the Tommy News Network, yeah. You know.
But no, I mean, President Trump needs to be President Trump. And I think we all have an expectation on President Trump's performance. It's gonna hopefully be great. Mm-hmm. I do want to see President Trump hit the marks on the key issues of the day, like the economy, like foreign policy. I want him to outline the failures of the Biden administration and the Democrats in power. We need to have that clear contrast, because this is going to be one of the most heavily watched debates in history tonight. There may or may not be another one in September. So this one is going to be so important. And, you know, for President Biden, I mean, the question is which version of Biden's going to show up, the one that was pumped up with amphetamines during the State of the Union,
or are we going to say allegedly with that,
or are we going to have Sleepy Joe? I mean, but the thing is, it's always easier on Biden, because he could come in and he could, you know, just perform just slightly above dismal, and the media is going to praise him, yada yada yada. But President Trump knows what he needs to do. I'm sure that his team is properly prepared him, and I look forward to seeing him win this debate and win the hearts and minds of the American people tonight.
Mm-hmm. Eric, Chris asked a great question of Johnny Dowse and Rick Pogue when we had him back about entrepreneurship and small businesses. Eric, it's amazing. I think one of the commercials we run for you all talks about the fact that Neustadter's is now in its fourth generation family-owned, small, local, very successful small local business because of some of the things you talked about. How important is it, you know, if you've been in this business now for several decades and you compete with the biggest big boxes in the country, how important, though, is it that we continue to promote and to propagate small businesses and entrepreneurship in this country?
Small business is the backbone of America, always has been. That's the engine that fuels America's greatness. And right now, all of the big stores are being given all of the breaks, all of the advantages. The small guys are getting more regulations on them. If you want to pass the company down to one of your kids, they're going to tax you out of business. We've seen so many small businesses fail in the last 4 years just because of COVID and a lot of regulatory things that have gone into place. We can't allow that to continue, or this country will end up being a very small portion of very rich and a very large portion of very poor and no middle class. And that's the death of America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got to get a quick plug in for Neustadter's. What's hot down at the store? What are you selling out of right now?
Yeah, what's going on this time of year in the jewelry business?
You know what? It's a lot of anniversaries and weddings. People are still getting married, doing a lot of engagement business, and a lot of custom pieces. Just because people want to have something that's a one of a kind. I had a guy come in. He's military. He met his fiance in the military. He showed some pictures and he goes, "Can you do this?" And we made it for him.
Wow. Because you guys do that in store because Richard's a master engraver.
Yeah, everything's all done in store, which is nice. You never have to worry about your piece being shipped to Chicago or New York to get worked on.
That's so cool. Frank, what's next for the St. Louis Young Republicans? I mean, you guys have got, we got like 40 days or so to the primary election in August. I'm sure there's many of you working on different campaigns, but once August 6th is over, hopefully everybody circles the wagons and sings Kumbaya.
That's right.
And you're all going to be out working on campaigns. So if there's young people or there's parents listening right now that want to get the young people in their lives involved, you guys are taking all comers right now, right?
That's right. Yeah. If you're between the ages of 18 and 40, join the St. Louis Young Republicans. Visit us at St. Louis Young Republicans. We're on Facebook. We're on X. We're online on our website, stlyrs.com. Get engaged with us. We have events every month. We team up with great news networks like News Talk STL to do fun events like this. We host monthly happy hours, bring in monthly speakers. And then we actually hit the ground when it's campaign season and knock doors and get good conservatives elected to office. So get involved. That's St. Louis Young Republicans.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, that's how I got first involved in politics. I joined the Young Republicans at the old age of like 32. I was old in the tooth for the Young Republicans.
I'm 33, so you were younger than me.
They were calling me the old head at 32, 33. So, yeah, Young Republicans, great place to get started in politics and learn a lot.
Hey, Frank, I think we should give a shout-out to your boss. Like many of us, you wear a lot of hats, and your boss, your official side job is chief of staff for my state senator,
right,
Ben Brown. I'll tell you what, Ben's a young guy. He's literally a fighter. He came out of the MMA world.
That's right.
He was an MMA prize fighter. So don't mess with him.
Now he's the conservative fighter.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about what Senator Brown's been working on the last couple of years, and secondly, why he's been so successful.
Oh, that's right. So Senator Brown, was not a career politician. He was, like Tim said, an MMA fighter. Decided to run because he was fighting Sam Page and the mask mandates and shutdowns as a restaurant owner himself in St. Louis County back in 2020. He said, enough is enough. I'm going to run for office in 2022. Ran a grassroots campaign, was the underdog. Nobody thought he could win. He knocked nearly 40,000 doors back in 22 and won his primary. Now he's been serving Franklin County, the city of Eureka within St. Louis County, mm-hmm. Tim's hometown, Warren, Osage, and Gasconade. And he has been fighting conservative bills down in Jeff City, such as he's filed the bill Ranked Choice Voting Ban. It'll be on the ballot this November. That was a bill that Senator Brown introduced his first year in office in 23. Finally got it across the finish line this year to ban ranked choice voting in the state of Missouri.
Huge proposal. Huge.
Yeah, huge proposal. It also actually included in that as well is that it has a provision that says you must be a U.S. citizen to vote.
Yay.
So woo-hoo. We're getting two great things on this ballot initiative that all of your listeners need to be aware of and vote for come November. Working on some regulatory reform issues, anything to make our state more economically vibrant for small businesses, and as well as preserving your individual liberties and rights.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Well, my goodness, we got to wrap things up. Thank you guys for joining us. Frank Catanzaro, St. Louis Young Republicans. Give that website one more time.
It's St. Louis Young Republicans, STLYRS.com.
And Eric Swanson, Newsletters. How can folks find out everything that is going on in Newsletters and all the beautiful stuff you've got?
Wild Diamonds, W-O-W, diamonds.com.
That's right, wilddiamonds.com. Eric, thanks so much for your support of the station. Frank, we really appreciate the relationship. We're looking forward to having many more events with you down the line.
We do as well. Thanks, guys.
All right, very good. Chris, it's 5:45 in the p.m. How does this happen? Folks, come on out after we sign off at 6:05. Larry Connors, USA, will be taking the airwaves. Chris is going to tell you a little bit about what Larry's got. Larry's going to be talking debate, and he's got some polling. Chris has got all the specifics on that. He's got a bunch of stuff in the stack of stuff. We're going to wrap things up here at Johnny's Hideout next, and the party's really going to get started.
How the hell is Larry going to get from here back to the studio at 6 and do his show?
I think it's the Joey, do you know how Joey doesn't have a microphone, but I think it's the magic of radio, Joey. I think here comes producer. We got it. Folks, Joey is really here, and this is not AI today. Yeah.
How does that happen, Joey?
What's up? How you doing, guys?
How does Larry do a show and be here at
Larry
the same
Connors
time?
Right now, but
magic
he's
gonna,
it's a man of many talents.
Telepathy, my friends.
AI Larry Connors. All right, we're going to be back with one more jam-packed segment next on the Tim Jones and Chris Sharp Show, broadcasting live from the famous Johnny's Hideout. You can hear the party. Come on out and join us. 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
On a typical summer day, Moore Park in Alton is typically packed with people, but that may not be possible for the foreseeable future.
We experienced, obviously, a big sinkhole in the middle of our turf fields.
The collapse occurred in the middle of Soccer Field 3, where teams of kids would typically be sitting, but thankfully, no one was hurt. According to a spokesman for New Frontier Materials, the roughly 100-foot-wide hole that's estimated to be over 30 feet deep was caused due to subsidence of their underground limestone mine.
You know, they were able to get all of their workers out from underground and the mines, which is the most important thing. You know, everybody sounds like they're safe.
5:50 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. And as you hear in the background, of course, we are still broadcasting live from Johnny's Hideout out in High Ridge. This is where we're going to have our big debate party tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. So as you can hear, the crowd is coming in. It's going to be very, very crowded tonight. Come on out. We'd love to meet everyone, right, Tim?
Hey, Chris, would you mention we have one of our super fans over here?
Oh, of course. Scotty Downey from our stream, been with us ever since the beginning of the show. Scotty, thanks for coming out. We thank you for your support, my friend, as always. At the chair with us, we have Kurt Hilzinger. Mm-hmm. And Kurt, what are you running for?
I am running for Legislative District 80, which is Peter Meredith's old district. I admit I have an uphill battle. But I actually just came off a debate with at the East Tower Grove Township. They had a forum mm-hmm. for candidates, and I was one of two Republicans that showed up and debated head-to-head with two different Democrats running for those districts.
What do you say to people to say that St. Louis City is overwhelmingly Democratic, Republicans should write it off? We shouldn't make any efforts at all trying to make any inroads there.
I say that Democrats are doing good with that message to keep people home, which I'm telling you, go out and vote because you're not alone. There's a lot of frustration going on with that. And when I was talking about crime. I was talking about police numbers. Mm-hmm. I was talking about school, how much we spend per student, and what are we getting for that amount of money? My opponents were talking about killing babies and chopping off body parts.
Yeah. And Kurt, you're also here representing the Freedom Principle of Missouri. You guys are also sponsors. We got you guys. We got Agers Heating and Cooling. We've got the St. Louis Young Republicans. Tell folks a little bit about Freedom Principle, what you guys do.
We are a grassroots organization. We spend a lot of time in Jefferson City trying to push Republicans to vote for our priorities, which I have a copy of our this year's priorities at the desk. In addition, we just came out with our endorsements Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we are also have our legislative scorecard coming out.
Okay.
So be prepared. It's coming out very soon.
Now, how would you describe Freedom Principle Missouri?
We are on the more grassroots, the more right mm-hmm. side. The eight Senate Republicans that consistently vote for the Democrats are basically not our fans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In addition to Kirk and so many, we also got to give a shout out. Dwayne Eoff is
Dwayne
here
Eoff.
From
Sugar Creek,
and they are huge supporters. We're wearing
Sugar
the shirts
Creek,
tonight.
Yeah.
We're shining the colors. I want to thank Dwayne and all of our sponsors here tonight. Thank you guys so much for showing up. As you can tell, the party has already started. And the guy who kicked the party off, Living legend. Doesn't mean he's old.
No.
It just means he's still alive.
Exactly.
That would be Larry Connors. Larry Connors USA begins at 6:05.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Larry Connors, baby, give it up.
Thank you.
All right,
yeah, you were right. I was leaning against the bar when I got here.
Yeah. Larry, we're going to let you promo your own show tonight.
Before we get to that, because we got a few more minutes left, I want to ask you, what are you expecting in tonight's debate?
Mm-hmm.
Give us your thoughts. I expect
some eye gouging and hits below the belt. And that's just when they're going after Trump.
Right.
Here or on the debate?
Yeah, both. We'll do it here as well.
Larry, can anything happen so that CNN doesn't automatically declare that Joe Biden was the winner tonight?
You know what? The interesting thing is that they allowed the other networks to simulcast.
That's true.
So I looked up here a moment ago, and I'm looking at Fox, but has CNN logo up, because apparently they say, you got to promote us as well.
Yeah.
So they're not going to have everybody watching them like they thought they were. So it's not going to help their number. But we'll be watching, because we're going to pick out the stuff that they're throwing at them, one way or the other.
That's all right, seasoned broadcaster, Larry Connors, serious journalist.
All right.
What would be your first question for the candidates tonight?
My first question, Joe Biden, with all the children that have been brought in this country illegally, and we got 400,000 or so, we don't even know where they are.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night thinking about those children?
Mm.
And Donald Trump, which pen are you using to cancel all the executive orders Biden put in?
There you go. I love it. All right. Of course, your show comes on after ours, 6 to 8.
And I'm honored. I'm honored to follow you guys.
We're honored to have you on the station and to say we work with a living legend. What are you talking about
today? Well, Hillary Clinton is still trying to be relevant. She's got some advice for Biden as to what he should be doing. And Vivek Ramaswamy has some advice for Trump. And then I also have a story today that you remember LeBron James starting the I Promise School in Ohio, yes, helping kids.
Oh, yeah.
A review of that. Over the last few years, not one child has graduated with eighth grade math ability.
Uh-oh.
That's not a good sign. You know, an education is so important for our kids, as you were speaking about a moment ago.
Larry, speaking of Hillary Clinton, this was in my stack of stuff. She has written another book that she's going to start promoting.
Can't wait to burn it.
How many books can these people write? And the Obamas are the same way. How many more books can they write
where
they've covered everything?
The dollars. They'll write it forever.
But no one's buying these books.
And you know, I'm sure you're aware. I think I heard you guys talking about it, or at least I know I've got it on tonight. Well, Michelle Obama, and why she hasn't been going around helping out? Because she has a good friend who is Hunter Biden's ex-wife, and she doesn't like the way they've been treating her. So she says, I'm out of here. I will do nothing to support it.
Larry, that's still tabloid.
Yeah, I know.
Tim, final thoughts?
We love it.
Kirk, we got about 30 seconds left. Folks need to not give up on the city of St. Louis, right?
No, absolutely not. I am seeing a trend further and further right. I'm hoping to beat my record of votes for 2022. And I do have to once say one thing. With all these red shirts, a guy like me wearing a red shirt, somebody surely yells, hey, Kool-Aid. And I wake up on the other side of a brick wall with a concussion.
Dynamite. Very good.
Larry Connors, USA, is up next. And we are here at Johnny's Hideout. Come on out for the big debate party that starts at 7. We're going to have a rocking good time. You've been listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk FTL. Drive safe and have a great evening.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.